You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Essential Guide to Healing by Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. This book is read by Sean Renette. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Baker Publishing Group. Originally published in English as The Essential Guide to Healing, copyright 2011, by Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Dedication and Acknowledgements. I dedicate this book to the staff and students of Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. The price that they have paid to carry this culture, to carry this anointing to the nations of the world, is beyond inspiring. Their willingness to follow Jesus at any cost has brought me great courage. Thanks. I write with great indebtedness to John Wimber and Randy Clark. When I heard John Wimber speak in 1987, I realized that a supernatural lifestyle was possible even for a normal person. That gave me the courage to try to minister to the sick outside the context of a church service or a crusade. So public places became the setting in which I learned about the miracle power of Jesus. But I never met John. All I learned was from a distance, until I met Randy Clark. Randy has been the largest contributor to my understanding and experience of the miracle lifestyle. Before he came to Reading, we saw miracles weekly. After a few days with Randy, we saw the miracles multiply until they became daily happenings. John and Randy deserve much honor for lovingly sharing their lives with the rest of us. Finally, I would like to thank and honor James Gohl for his prophetic ministry to the church at large. He was the one who prophesied to me about co-authoring a book with my dear friend Randy Clark. This book is in response to that word. Much thanks also to Mary Burke for helping me gather my materials and to Pam Spinozzi for her editing skills. Bill Johnson. I dedicate this book to my wonderful wife, Deanne. I would not be able to do what I am doing without her allowing me to be away for over 225 days a year. She shares in all the fruit of my ministry, and her reward in heaven will be great. I also dedicate this book to John Wimber and Blaine Cook, who taught me so many of the concepts and so much of the language that I use in the healing ministry today. I will be forever grateful to them for introducing me to words of knowledge for healing the sick. A good portion of the models that I use come from John Wimber, and I receive an impartation from both John and Blaine. I want to thank my best friend and partner in ministry, Bill Johnson. He has been a continual source of encouragement and has challenged me to press in for greater levels of healing. Finally, I have been blessed with a dedicated and talented editor, Trish Konieczny. She has kept me on track throughout this project and has been a great asset to Bill and me. This book probably would have been 600 pages without her editing. I also want to thank editorial director Jane Campbell at Chosen for her many efforts in working on an outline, making suggestions, and editing the text. Without her, this project might never have happened. It has been a great pleasure to work with Jane, as well as with marketing director Tim Peterson and the rest of the Chosen team. Randy Clark. Introduction. Randy. It is only fair that I let you know that I am not writing from an impartial, neutral, dispassionate position. No, I am passionate about healing. I believe in healing. I have experienced physical healing personally, as well as emotional healing, and I have been used to bring healing to thousands of others. Furthermore, I am not apologetic for being partial in my opinions on the subject of healing. This subject cannot be understood or experienced from the detached, unbiased position of a reporter. To properly understand healing, one must experience